Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House says the president has been briefed on the latest North Korean missile test, which took place early today, but President Trump soon tweeted his reaction, saying North Korea disrespected the wishes of China. He also said, in his words, the missile launch was bad. The launch came just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on the United Nations to take actions as soon as possible.
In light of the growing threat, the time has come for all of us to put new pressure on North Korea to abandon its dangerous path. I urge this council to act before North Korea does.
Commander David Benham of the U.S. Pacific Command said the ballistic missile launch occurred near the Pukchong airfield north of the capital, Pyongyang, and confirmed the missile did not leave North Korean territory. Benham said the North American Aerospace Defense Command determined the missile did not pose a threat to North America. The emir of the Islamic State in Afghanistan is likely dead, targeted in a U.S.-Afghan raid on a cave and tunnel complex that left two U.S. Special Operations Forces soldiers dead. Officials said another 35 IS fighters were also killed, and the dead U.S. soldiers might have been the victims of friendly fire. Pope Francis making a historic visit to Egypt.
Il coraggio dell'alterità, il secondo.
Holding a series of meetings in Cairo and Egypt's religious and political leaders, the Pope said everyone should seek to find the good in everyone else, even though they might not be agreeing on many matters. While in Cairo, Pope Francis will participate in an international peace conference. This is VOA News.